And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and it's now time for Ask the Experts. As joining us in studio this morning, we have Gary Skank and Jason Owens from Skank Insurance. And guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Kyle.
Kyle, it's a great morning. A little frost on the windshield.
And a little
crispy out there, but it's a beautiful sun morning, sunny shine morning, and the moon was out. Just lovely. And I wanted to read a verse here that says, you know, at Christmas time, we can find ourselves thinking about past Christmases, maybe the empty chair or somebody's not there anymore, and we can feel lonely. But I wanted to remind us of a verse here. This is from John 16:32. It says, "Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." And I just want to remind folks that Christmas is a joyous time and a time that we need to celebrate Christ's birth. But if there's loneliness and you feel loneliness, know that He is there. I wanted to talk about an experiment that a teacher did. The teacher had every student blow up a balloon and put their name on it, and he threw the balloons out in the hall. And he asked the students to go out and find their balloon. And it was pretty chaotic, trying to find their one balloon. But the next time, he asked them to go out in the hall and find one balloon and find the owner for that balloon. And that was a much more rewarding experience than just trying to find your own balloon. So rather than try to find our own happiness this year, we need to find some way to make somebody else happy. And that, in turn, will make us happy.
Absolutely. So that is a pretty cool project that teacher did, because again, it was probably, like you said, it's probably more fulfilling for the students to, hey, I'm helping this person out, you know.
So. Right. And if they didn't know each other, it was a time for them to say, hey, my name is whatever, and you know.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's actually a really good thing to start with this morning. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Of course, Jason joining us in studio this morning as well. But Gary, today you're going to be talking about benefits.
Yes, Kyle, and Jason is here on our talk show this morning. Jason is the man here at our Coffeyville office. I want you to know that we're really happy to have Jason. He has the same ethics, the same desire to help people that we do. And one thing we, as Jason and I was preparing for this, we wanted to help, we want to let people know how much we want to be able to help them. And there's various programs and various situations out there that we can help with. And so, Jason, I'm going to let you kind of expand on some of those programs.
Well, Gary, there's, like you said, there's so many programs out there that many folks just aren't aware that they qualify for. You know, sometimes I know as a newer agent, I feel sometimes a little awkward asking about people's income, but it's because I don't want to pry. But at the same time, without getting that information, it's hard for me to determine what programs you might qualify for, because many of these programs have a higher threshold than we might be aware. Medicaid, for instance, has four levels that I'm aware of. And some of them, I would say probably half of our clientele might qualify for, depending on assets held other than income. Just based on the Social Security income that they're receiving, they're going to qualify for these, and then we need to dive deeper and see if they qualify based on assets and some other things. But so if you're having a hard time, if you're struggling a little bit with the cost of medication, for instance, come see us. There are numerous programs that might be able to help. Some aren't going to cover the full boat, but they might cover enough that, you know, you don't have to worry about, well, is it groceries or is it my meds?
Right. And, you know, we've found sometimes there's help through the different pharmaceutical companies, especially on real expensive medications, that sometimes it may take your doctor or your doctor's nurse or whatever to help us apply for those. But we just want to say, if you're struggling, if you have some big medical bills coming along that you don't know what to, how to handle or what to do with, it'd be worth talking to us just to see if we can help. If we can't help, we will be glad to try to help.
Definitely.
And we may not have all the answers, but we will try to dig around and figure out what we can find that could help you.
Yeah, for sure. And a good example of that, Gary, is if, you know, I've mentioned it a couple of times because this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. But if you're a veteran, come see me. I don't have these programs available. However, I have people that I'm friends with and that I work with often that have a lot of programs available through the VA that will, you know, can help you out either with medications, with maybe using the VA as a primary care, or maybe even you don't realize that you qualify for 10, 20, 30% VA disability that can add, for instance, a 10% disability can add about $120 to your income.
Right.
Every month.
Right. Right.
And I don't know many veterans that won't qualify for at least 10%.
Right. Right. And Jason, that is dear and near to your heart because you are a veteran.
Yes, sir.
And therefore, you have compassion and empathy, and I do too, but you probably have a deeper compassion and empathy, but more important than that, you have contacts, and you have directions, or, you know, you have contacts.
Absolutely. I've got three different people that I can put you in touch with. There's service organizations in the area that are here to help, you know, so if, and you know what, on many of these, you don't even have to be, you know, we normally talk to folks that are over 65 or are turning 65, but many of these are available. Actually, most of these are available regardless of age.
Right. And maybe it could be a wheelchair ramp, right?
Absolutely. There's some opportunity there for that
to
happen.
Or some kind of modification, minor modification or whatever to your home that you need to be able to function in the home. And I think there's some resources out there in the community that, and with different connections that we might be able to find that could be a resource and help to you. So we want to be looked at. Our firm, Skank Insurance LLC, we want to be looked at as a resource, as a, you know, you have a problem, maybe those guys can help us and give us a call. If we can't, we'll at least do our best to try. And so, Jason, your location here in Coffeyville is?
802 West 8th, right by Pearl Chevrolet or right across from Community Health Centers of Southeast Kansas. And our phone number is 620-236-6930.
620-236-6930.
Yes, sir.
And you're there from 8:30 to 5?
Yes, sir.
Most days. Unless you go fishing. Our address at Independence is 2801 West Main, Suite A. 2801 West Main, Suite A. Phone number is 620-331-8800. 620-331-8800. There's people by the phones there right now if you want to call that number. And Kyle, we'll turn it back over to you for...
All right, so what we'll do, we'll go ahead and take a one-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will continue the conversation. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. And welcome back to Ask the Experts. Joining us in studio this morning are Gary Skank and Jason Owens from Skank Insurance, LLC, in Independence and Coffeyville. And guys, welcome back. And Gary, what are we talking about here, the second part of our program?
Thank you, Kyle. We want to talk more about the retirement side of our business. And one thing I wanted to mention, required minimum distributions. So when you turn 72 and you have a 401k or an IRA or a 403b, which is a retirement plan from a nonprofit organization, you are required to take a required minimum distribution. Now, when the plandemic happened, not the pandemic, but the plandemic happened, we were able to turn off those required minimum distributions. If we didn't want to take it, we didn't have to. But this year, they're turned back on. And what happens if you don't take your required minimum distribution during this calendar year, you're going to give half of it to the government when you do take it, and you're going to pay tax on it, and then you're going to get the other half. And so you want to be sure that you get your required minimum distribution taken care of before the end of the year. And maybe you have an IRA or a 401k or a 403b, and you don't know what you need to do for sure, and if you don't have it with us, we'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to help you look at your situation, let you know what your RMD, your required minimum distribution is. Another thing I want to mention there is if you give to charity, you give to church, you give to the community, you give to charity on a regular basis or irregular basis as far as that goes, but if you don't need your required minimum distribution to live on, you can, with proper instructions, let the custodian of your account know that you want part of your required or all of it up to, I think it's $100,000, up to go to your favorite charity. And that will satisfy the required minimum distribution. The custodian will give you a check made out to that charity. You deliver it to the charity, but it's not taxable to you. And that's the important part. So it takes care of the required minimum distribution. It helps your charity that's close to your heart, and it's not taxable to you. So, and we can help you do that. We can help you accomplish that. We can help your custodian to know what they have to do to get that to happen. And we'll be glad to help with those situations.
Gary, for somebody that's already in retirement, is it too late to start an IRA?
Well, what is their age? I mean, you got to have income to do that with. And what I would say, maybe you're listening today, and maybe you're 55 years old, and you don't have an IRA, and you think, well, it's too late. No, it's not too late. We're talking to people that need to take required minimum distributions. And if you're in a situation where you haven't started to save money, or it's not too late to get started. It's not too late to get started down that retirement path and try to put back some money for later on, because later on you're going to need it. Later on you're going to need it. So, you know, Jason, I've never seen anybody that said, you know, I've just got too much money. I saved up too much money. I've never seen anybody say that. But I have seen people that said, you know, if I knew I was going to live this long and knew how broke I was going to be now, I'd have lived differently 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
So take that advice from somebody that's there. If you're 50, 55 years old, start saving money for the future, because it will be of a big benefit to you later on. If you can do that at all, you'll be very grateful for anything you can put back and save towards later years.
And if I remember right, we have some accounts that you could start for relatively low initial investment.
Like, that's right.
$50 a month, if I remember right.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, our accounts, Jason, are fixed accounts. That means there's no fees. So you give us $1,000 or $100,000 or whatever the number is, all of that money is going to go to work for you in your account. There's no fees. Secondly, there's no losses. You're not going to open up a statement and see a 10 or 20% loss, because our accounts are fixed accounts that are going to grow, or in some cases, they may stay the same if they're an indexed account, but we're not going to lose money and there's no fees. And everybody's situation is unique. And so you may have six figures or even seven figures money that you want to invest somewhere, and we can handle those kind of accounts. You may have $100 a month that you want to put away somewhere. We can help you with that, and that's a good thing to do to get started. It's just a habit that you need to get into where you're saving some money on a regular basis.
Absolutely. I've actually had a couple of clients come in and just want to do $50 every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? About 30 minutes later, we had them walking out the door and ready to go.
Right.
We've also had clients that had significantly more.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we're able to help those out.
Right.
You know, regardless of where you're at financially, to help you be in a better position later on down the line.
Right. Right. And so that $50 a month, believe it or not, will earn you 3% interest in those accounts. I challenge you to find a better return than that on 50 bucks anywhere. So
it's definitely not in a CD.
Or anywhere at the bank right now. So come and talk to us. And Jason, where can they find you at?
Once again, I'm at 802 West 8th here in Coffeyville. Just a couple blocks down from the high school, right by Pearl Chevrolet. And you can reach me anytime at 620-236-6930.
620-236-6930. And they can reach you anytime, and you're here now.
Well, they can reach me there. They leave a message.
We're at 2801 West Main in Independence, Suite A. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. And we have just a couple minutes, and I want to say something here at the end. We helped a lot of people with Medicare and Medicare choices in the past 90 days. And we just want you to know we appreciate you guys, all of you. But if you find that some of the plans that we put you on are not working for some reason, don't wait till next year to tell us. The squeaky wheel gets the attention. So call us. Let us know that this isn't working like you thought it was going to. And we want to help you with any of those situations that you have. We don't want you to have a rock in your shoe all year. We want you to come along. We'll help you get that rock out of your shoe so you won't be uncomfortable all year. So, Kyle, thank you. I appreciate you working with us today.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate you guys coming in today. And if we don't see you again before Saturday, I want you guys to have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You as well, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Currently outside, 27 degrees and sunny skies.